Yes.
About a contest coming up here. On stage? Or?
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Oh, fuss. Yeah, you're up. Hey, Professor, how you doing?
Good.
On this table right here. So where you're set up, you're good.
Well, talk to Cole and find out where you are.
Sir. They should be in the first section of seats over the far left of the room for you. That's fine. Fill in as far back as you want to freaking go. Far left, somewhere in there. Yes, sir.
Did anybody get an iPhone?
When is the TV France's 6-hour film contest in the scheme of things, sir?
So did anybody give you an iPhone?
What's that?
Did anybody hand off an iPhone to you?
Yes. Is it yours?
It's another gentleman who just came up.
Your phone? Here. Good. Do me a favor. While I'm standing here, unlock it.
God damn it.
Solid. Have a nice day.
Sorry.
Okay. Close up.
Yes.
Where is this slide and do you know when he's going to be on?
That's what I told him to wait 1 minute for because he was nice.
The TD Francis?
Wait there.
Oh, yeah. Just stay right there.
So they're after Packet Detective? But I was thinking. About the middle.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, remember, if you are a contest participant, be over in those seats. If you're a contest owner, be over in those seats. When you see contest people, they're going to be coming up over here going, yay, and going that way, okay? And they're going to fill in those seats. This is hard. Follow the hand motions. Starting, yay, ending, okay? Can we do this, please? Thank you. Apparently, Pyro's amused. I think I've done it right.
Oh. I did. Can you do this on yours, package jar? Is that possible? Because I can't figure out how to get this goddamn thing to display the...
If you have a display port to VGA handy.
I don't have one on me.
And no, I can't do it on my...
Okay.
Wait, I have... How are the power of God? I need a display port to VGA. Cough them up. What? Who's got a DisplayPort to VGA adapter? Please.
Got one? Yeah. Thank you, sir. Can I borrow it?
I'm doing it right now.
Back. Back in charge.
Yes.
Guys, what do you need? Guys, go that way. Are you a contest participant or owner?
Owner?
No, hey. He's a contest goon. He doesn't even know what he's saying.
Oh, goon.
He stands there with those guys or sits on the stage.
All right, stay right there. You're good now. You're going to ask Hackager to plug He's going to ask Hackager to plug a USB stick into his laptop. Right.
Legit.
It's totally legit. I swear there's nothing on this USB stick besides porn. It's okay.
Yes, he did.
We've got a couple of minutes. We're only at 3:05. We're actually on time by this DEF CON scheme of things. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time for the contest award ceremony. And in the spirit of DEF CON, I need to ask you an important question. Who here is still drunk? Obviously experienced DEF CON participants. So, it's the last part of Sunday, the last day of DEF CON 2014. We've only got a few hours left. You've been here for God knows how many days, hours, minutes. It's felt like months, and it's felt like seconds, I'm sure. How many of you have enjoyed DEF CON? I like this crowd. They're easy to play with. It's nice. It really is. I like this crowd. I don't want to know who you hang out with, dude. What? Never mind. He's all done. It was premature joke. Anyway. Premature joke. Oh, God. Okay, so anyway, just out of sheer and utter curiosity, now that this isn't this is not DEF CON 101, how many of you, this is your first DEF CON? How many of you have been here for more than like five? How many of the ones that have been here for more than five look older than they are? More importantly, how many of you that have been here for more than five have liver problems, okay? If you didn't know this, by the way, we outdrink everyone. And I mean everyone. Vegas, we outdrink everyone. Vegas is a convention town. They have conventions every day, every week, every month, every year. It's not even funny. Stupid people on the radio. They have conventions all the time. We outdrink every convention that Vegas has ever had. As Pyro downed some unidentifiable liquid. Locally sourced, unidentifiable liquid, premature, never mind. Anyway, so in the spirit of hacking things, we're actually on stage live converting a presentation from LibreOffice to PDF so we can drop it on a Mac via a sneaker-netted USB using a borrowed DisplayPort to VGA adapter, and yeah, we're prepared. Okay, screw this.
I'm not doing shit. They're doing it. I'm retiring.
Yeah, this is one of those moments like, fuck it, we're doing it live. Tunk. You know, and then we go, crap, we actually got to do it live, you know. Is it going to work? Is it going to work? Is it going to work? He's doing his emergency stash at this point. But I was like, screw this, I'm drinking. Oh, damn. Woo-hoo. Oh, damn. Oh, that's better.
Oh, here it starts.
Tequila Blanco. Let me do a quick... Would anybody like some?
Introduce you, and then you're going to bounce back to me.
There you go. Have a good time.
All right, we got a...
We're ready?
Let's plug in and make sure.
Ready is a relative term.
Yeah, don't even go there, dude.
Can I plug you in?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
We'll see what happens. I love this crowd.
I just need to.
He's running like a VM on a VM off of a server in Iceland, back to like Nigeria, and then back here. But it's cool, it'll work, I swear.
We need an adult.
No, it's because it's there.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst first time transferring.
So we're the contest and events award ceremony. Thank you everybody for being here. Give yourselves a hand for being here. We're really glad that you made it out. So as you can see by how this is going, it takes a lot of effort to get this done, and one asshole was doing it for the last 5 years, and he just said maybe, you know, two or three should be doing it instead of just one, and still we found a way to really fuck it up. So let's talk about that asshole real quick. We're going to bring up on stage Mr. Pyro, running all of contests and events for the last 5 years. Thank you, guys. Everybody enjoyed DEF CON 22, right?
I'm not going to let any cats out of the bag, but we have some very, very big surprises for you next year, one of which is that I'm stepping down from Contest Events and Villages. Grifter, your wonderful friend, give him a hand, is going to be taking over Villages. Contests and events will be controlled by Hackajar and Coleslaw, the two that have done it all this year. In fact, I've been super fucking lazy. I've been going since DEF CON 6, and this is the most relaxed I have ever been at con because these guys have been busting ass taking care of me. So big hand for them. Anyway, I'm going to hand it back over to them, but I want to thank you all again for your participation and coming out and making DEF CON 22 so special. You guys being involved, you guys participating versus just observing and taking place in these contests, these events, and being part of what DEF CON is really what makes it special. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pyro, sir. So obviously we're running behind, and I thought it was going to be a great idea that as we go through each contest, if we feel like they're spending way too much time on stage, we're going to gong them off the stage. So let's make some noise and everything for starting up the gong. Come on. This award ceremony is officially started. All right, we're going to start with the scavenger hunt. Scavenger hunt, please step forward real quick. And as they come up here, I want to let you guys all know that we have all this kind of random stuff from all the different contests. It's a very visual part of DEF CON. So we have, like you said, the gong, we have the token rings, we have rascals and pirate ships and everything. So this is a great visual way to enjoy DEF CON. So without further ado, scav hunt.
I'd like to start off by saying I'm sorry, but that would be a lie. The scav hunt, we had 152 items on the list this year, plus a floppy disk full of extra obfuscated points and challenges. We had 40 teams sign up and 16 heavy competitors. And we've got t-shirts over there. The race for first and second was really close. The race for third and fourth was really close. And it came down to noon today with people turning in the final items. So without further ado, here's... Oh, my team. I'm Salem. Evil Mofo, Zora, Dual D, Caves, and Sugi. Here's the winners.
All right. So fifth place, single player, got 87 points. Single place, or say, fifth place, but single person. Yeah. New DEF CON. Yeah. Fourth place, new to DEF CON. Got 98 points. Third place was from Italy and is currently on a plane to Italy. And they got 124 points. Their team, Calvin and Hobbs. Second place, Team Adam, with 167 points. You may know Team Adam as DC 9 for 9. And the winning team, with a total of 214 points, Julian Assange, Rape Victims. First, second, and third should come up and get their shit.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's a good way to start a ceremony. Get the rowdy and crazy ones out of the way first. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit to something a little bit more serious, since we got your attention and the blood flowing. Every year for the last 6 years, we've been doing this thing called Be the Match. It's a partnership with the American Registry of Bone Marrow. People need bone marrow transplants, a lot of them. We have a lot of white people doing registration. We have a lot of We don't have a lot of non-white people. So if you are a non-white person, we really, really need your samples. So please keep that in mind. We did want to mention a couple of things. We got the second best record this year for sign-ups with 112. The record was 2 years ago at 150. As of this year, we were running with exactly one match at DEF CON because of this initiative. And I got a Twitter message about 6 months ago saying, "Hey, I saw you on stage yelling at me for not signing up. I signed up next year." 6 months later, somebody called me and said I was a match and I saved an eight-year-old girl's life. So that's kind of big news. So we have exactly two of you that made it happen and saved somebody's life because of this initiative here. I definitely would encourage everybody here to check it out in the contest area next year. It's very simple. You just fill out a form, do a cotton swab.
Drink.
I'm being told to drink during the serious one. Come on, guys.
It's the point. You're all up there being all super serious.
There you go. All right. So, oh, geez, what the heck was that? At any rate, this is something that's very easy to sign up for. It's not like blood where you can't swab if you were drinking the night before or whatever. They just swab your cheek and you go on your merry way, and maybe they'll give you a call in 6 months, maybe they'll give you a call in 10 years. But the point is, maybe they'll give you a call. So it's very easy to do. When they do the call, the big thing that everybody is always concerned about is bone marrow transplant. Transplant means pain and surgery. It's an outpatient thing. It's just 4 hours. You come in, you do your thing for 4 hours. They have these nice couches and DVDs to watch and all that. And then when you're done, you leave, and then that's it. Your part is done. Some types of transplants, you maybe have a Charlie horse for like a day. So anybody that's like, "I don't want to do that, it hurts." It doesn't hurt. It's not a big deal. I personally have done one myself, so I can attest to the fact that you need to get here next year. Thank you. I have the gong thing. Anyways, moving on to the next slide. All right, thank you, guys.
Drink!
All right, Mohawk Con. Mohawk Con, you want to come up here? Ed. Ed.
Ed.
Calling Ed.
Ed.
Check in.
She drank too much. Make a drink.
Actually, no. Somebody give me a beer.
This looks like a beer.
No. Hello, I am Ed with Mohawk Con. How are you guys doing? Beer. All right, we did. I don't see too many Mohawks in here. Where are my Mohawks at? Stand up.
What?
Yay.
What?
Thank you. We actually tried to do a head count. We did 255 Mohawks. We raised just for the EFF $4,220.76.
420.
380 of that was made just at the summit, and Renderman raised $455.76 of that. Hackers for Charity, we raised $1,820, making a grand total of $6,040.76. Also, if any of you guys are affiliated with Hackerspaces, we offer the capability of getting free money from us. Bring a box to our booth next year and you get free money. This year, the only one that showed up was DenHack. They raised $213 for themselves. Thank you.
All right, next up we got, this is actually a pretty fun little contest, and I think they had a pretty good turnout as far as I'm aware. But up next is DEF CON Bots. Do we have anyone from DEF CON Bots?
DEF CON Bots!
Run, Forrest, run!
Hurry your ass.
So DEF CON Bots was around 2004, 2008, and we brought it back this year, and we made it more software-oriented. And basically, our contestants had to make autonomous robots that shot lasers at moving targets. And it's as hard as it sounds. So our first place winners was Team MX. Come on up. You don't have to say anything. So They have to build the hardware. They have to do the electronics. They have to program it. It's really complex, and these guys did it. They made it to the second wave. We'll be back next year, similar contest. Come check it out and compete. Thank you.
All right, Hackers Against Humanity. If you didn't know that this game is a horrible game for horrible people, and these are the top three worst people at DEF CON. You should not get within 100 feet of these people. So we had a Chromecast game here, and one of them was so pissed off at the Chromecast failing with the Android tablet one, he changed his team name to Chromecast Fail. So... yeah, we also have decks of cards we are selling for raising money for EFF, all that, yada, yada, yada. I don't know what else to say about it. Are the teams in the room? All right, there's one guy. Come on up.
Third place.
What's that?
Third place.
Third place. All right, third place gets this Atari 2600 ET. Yeah. There you go. And worst game ever. And we got first place up here. Seconds apparently it checked out to lunch. First place gets sneakers on Laserdisc. And First place, we're going to continue to let you be a complete jerk at DEF CON next year. Come see us later for your free rascal rental for next year's DEF CON. All right, we had a TCPIP drinking game this year. This was specifically asked to be brought back by Dark Tangent. So we brought it back, and we're like, well, if you're making us bring it back, you're paying for our beer. So he bought us a whole keg of beer, and only about 13 people showed up. So 13 people had fun with the keg of beer this year. Turned out that 12 of them had too much fun because the Network Forensic Puzzle Contest people won twice in a row. The person that was up here representing was actually just finished writing a book that is the new Bible of TCP/IP Illustrated. So she was pretty well versed, and she kind of crushed everybody else. So thank you very much to all of them. Congratulations.
Pointed that out. Do you know how all hard right. they work to make that presentation? You call out the one fucking mistake they make.
We have a neck beard in the audience. All right, and now we have the Pimp My Rascal guys. If you Pimp My Rascal guys can come on up. So we only had one team enter this year, and they happen to be the best freaking pimped out rascal. It's a it's a pirate ship that launches marshmallows from a cannon. Can we get a demo of the... Let's see the cannon. So you might have seen the other rascal here running around with a full 1,200 watts sound system. That was actually the organizers of the contest, so they could not enter. So they don't win a prize. They're just losers. So we have these five 15-year-olds, so all five of them will get rascals paid for 5 days each next year at DEF CON. Thank you guys very much. All right, do we have the beverage cooling contest people in the house? Beverage cooling contest, come on forward. Double time.
Let God come in.
Well, probably shouldn't say that.
So this year, we had the 10th annual Beverage Cooling Contraption Contest. I can't believe this thing's been going for 10 years. It's awesome. We had three winners. Are any of the winners here? Team Hebrew? Team Ad Hoc? This man has the most winning and the most participating, except for maybe Team Hebrew, in the history of the thing. And
is Hebrew not here?
They might be on a plane.
Oh.
and this guy had the coolest science. He forced CO2 into a liquid state. It was amazing. It took him four tries to get it right, but he finally did.
Three.
Oh, three.
I'm not that big of a loser.
Oh, sorry. It was so hot out there, I gave them their prizes early, and we all had cold beers.
All right, in the true spirit of a hacker conference, we could not go without having a counterfeit badge contest, so that's who's next. Counterfeit badge contest, come on up.
Hi, I'm Arrakis, and this is Kitty Subversa.
Hey.
This is a first year for a new contest, and we had so many people wanting to be a part of it, we had to modify the contest rules a little bit to allow a free-form entry. Folks wanted to end up doing human badges from this year, so we said, hey, okay, we'll take it. So we ended up having three different badges that you could counterfeit, and we had some amazing entries.
So we ended up getting one from each of the categories that we ended up accepting. So that's the current Uber, the current human badge, and the current QueerCon badge, as well as lost badge from DC19. We received about nine, and they were just above and beyond our expectations. So it was really great for our first year here. And I guess we'll talk about the winners.
Yeah. First place was Emily. She ended up doing the QueerCon badge. Here, see if we can locate it.
Yeah.
I believe this is it.
This is
We've
it.
Got the photos up in in the DEF CON forum.
And second place, we'll just go over this real quickly. Second place, we've got Solomon with the human badge. He did a dental plaster mold, and it looks fabulous as well. And then third place, we had Tyler and Brian with their version of the lost badge from DC19. It was, I think, ballpoint pen on vinyl, but it looked pretty damn convincing.
Pretty unbelievable.
So thank you to everybody who participated.
Oh, also, for the prizes, we don't have official blacks to give out, so we have counterfeit. Some of y'all may have seen this before. So to Emily, she'll be getting the DC19, I think, Uber badge counterfeit made out of real titanium and absolutely perfect. And for the runners-up, they'll be getting perfect clones of Lost's badge himself. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Okay, up next... good friend of mine and just a really genuinely nice guy. Every year for the past, 4 or 5 years?
6 years.
6 years. He has donated his time and money that he makes from selling his art to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. His name is Eddie the Eddie. Like I said, great man. And this year, his contributions were $4,100 to the EFF and $4,100 for Hackers for Charity. So we just want to give a big thank you to Eddie. All right, next up, do we have anyone from the Creative Short Story Contest?
Get your ass up here.
Chop, chop.
So my name is Eris. Some of you know me, some of you don't. If you don't know me, you probably will soon because I'm not really the quietest person around. However, my contest is kind of quiet. It's in its second year and I took it over from Nikita. It's called the Creative Writing Short Story Contest. This is a pre-con contest and the only way that you can enter is if you are registered on the forums because it occurs on the forums at defcon.forum.org. Forums.defcon.org. Yep. However that goes. the prizes are entry to that year's DEF CON, so all you have to do is write a short story, make it good, make it to the theme, and if I like it, I give you a badge. It's simple as that, and I really want to see more of you do it. Because the people that won this year, it was a collaborative effort, and they did an amazing story. Can you please stand up? Todd and Leah. Oh, there you are. Come on over. Okay. So, don't fall over. So, they each, this was their first time they wrote together. It was a beautiful story. It had a fantastic plot. We do check for spelling and grammar, and they were really good at that, too. And they got free badges that I gave to them on Thursday. That could be you. So go to the forums and join. Show me your work.
Thank you, Eris. All right, next up we have two contests we sort of mushed together because we didn't have a lot of floor space this year, but both really cool, and I think they had a fairly good turnout. So CoinDroids and Schemaverse, please come on up.
Well, so I'm Abstract. I decided that running one contest apparently was too boring, so I decided two. One is a space battle game played entirely within a Postgres database with SQL commands. And the other one was a robot battle game played using Defcoin. I wanted to do something with Defcoin this year because that was awesome. Both contests were great. Schemaverse had probably one of the best battles I've ever seen for the championship round. We had two players who'd been working on their scripts for months, if not years, battling each other. That was the top man, ended up being Sysfix for the win, and he took home a 0.5 Kazacious Bitcoin. Following him was, Mr. Glass. Oh, I got a screen, great. Mr. Glass and Quicksilver, both played great, but Sysfix did win. You got Mr. Glass in here. I think he was looking for him for the beverage, too. Anyways, CoinDroids was awesome. We had 35,000 transactions take place. The Defcoin network only has 70,000 transactions on it since April. So we were pretty much 99% of that this weekend. And for Schemaverse, we had 26 million events take place in the database. So they were great contests. If you'd like to learn more, CoinDroids.com runs all year round, and Schemaverse.com runs all year round. Thanks.
All right, and now one of DEF CON's mini capture the flag contests, Wireless CTF. Do we have anyone from Wireless CTF? Hustle up, guys, come on.
We know you're old, but God, you have to be so slow.
Yes.
You didn't complain last night.
Yeah. Your girlfriend didn't either. All right, I'm Dakahuna, and myself, Zero Chaos, Rick, Russ, Justin, and where's Dragorn? Dragorn gave us a lot of help, too, and some others put on the Wireless Village. We had 25 speakers this year, had a packed audience, apologized to everybody tried to get in, couldn't, apologized to those that we had to kick out and holler at because you were blocking the thing, but we've been promised a larger space next year. So we'll see if they come through. And here's Rick Melendick put together one hell of a contest, and I'm going to let Rick talk about that.
So we had 17 teams play. It was a much more difficult contest this year than last. The guys that came back this year put together a pretty all-star team, called themselves All Caps. They did amazing. Where are they? Stand up. They spent 4.5 days breaking into all kinds of shit, from 10 megahertz to 6 gigahertz and everything in between. They got a ton of prizes, and we just want to thank you guys for playing, as well as the rest of the teams.
Awesome. So this next contest, as we're waiting for them to get up here, Project 2, this is a unique one because we actually squashed them with another contest. There was one, this guy does this really killer contest that just is really, really, really hard, and nobody's ever won it. And we said, well, why don't we have you guys connect with Project 2, and if that works out, if somebody can actually win your contest, you guys might actually get some bigger and better prizes. So this is a bit of a unique one. I'll let them talk more about it. Go ahead, guys.
Greetings, my name is Catatonic, and I am with Project 2. And of 82 teams of miserable fools and scumbags, three teams proved the most miserable and foolish. Project 2 is proud to announce third place goes to No Land Haters, which was a team comprised of really fucking elite people, and sorry you took third. Second place was NAF, who did, I think he was actually a split. We put a team limit this year on our teams, and he was actually split off from our winning team, which is the Autobits, for which, yeah, get your asses up here. Fuck, I thought you guys were right behind me. So we usually do not so great prizes, and these guys will probably be hungry, so I got them a box of cereal, but there's five of them, so they'll have to eat it in parallel.
All right, up next we have one of my personal favorite contests because I love this fucking game, Hack Fortress, which pits people playing Team Fortress 2 against hackers.
Hey there, so how many guys have, seen, have come out to see us play Hack Fortress,
Use
Team Fortress
mic.
2? Hey! That's better. How many of you guys have come see us play Hack Fortress? It's a competition that goes on. It's really great. We have Team Fortress 2 players going, and we have hackers going, doing battles back and forth. And what we're essentially doing here, you want to give some highlights?
All right, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Sorry for the rush, guys. We're in a big hurry, and we got a lot of time to cover, and or a lot of ground to cover, and not much time. So up next, we got Crack Me If You Can.
No results reported.
Do we have anyone?
Oh, here you go.
Real quick, Crack Me If You Can, password cracking contest. This year's winners were Team Hashcat, and they're actually here. Get your ass up here. Those are what Hashcat devs look like. Anyways, we give Team Inside Pro was second, Ralph Wigan Marshall's third. We had a street team as well, and it was a team from Carnegie Mellon that actually came in street. They win $600 once they release all their write-ups of how they did it and all their tools, and that way we all get updated tools.
Thank you. And up next, we have Crash and Compile, which is a really, really, really cool game that involves a lot of drinking and some coding as well.
Real quick, while they're getting up here, we did want to mention that this game, they polished through 3 kegs of beer playing this game.
Yeah, that's why DEF CON drinks the most.
All right.
First place, Breckenzie Dick Picks. They also won favorite named team. Team Frank came in second. Where are you guys at? Yeah, I know. Where are they? Spreck and Z Dick Picks. They won. Come get your thing.
All right, up next we have So Hopelessly Broken. Do we have anyone from that contest?
No.
Nope. No results reported. Hacker Jeopardy! Hacker Jeopardy! They are. So hopelessly. Come up. Quick, quick.
All right, I'll keep it quick. We've got 15 zero days submitted in our first year contest. The main submitter was Craig Young from Tripwire. If you're here, get up here. Also, we had average business user Michael Lucy and Chase Schultz all submitted 0 days that resulted in a full router compromise. Our track one contest, Team Vert won with 15,000 points. Also, Craig Cummings and Team Night's Watch.
Come on up.
Hacker Jeopardy! By the way, this look familiar? It says Hack-A-Jar. What did he do? Nobody knows the line. You guys are pathetic. Hey, yeah, he did. Hey, Eric and Karen, you hear the couple that got engaged at Hacker Jeopardy? We got a card from the crew. Come on up here and get it. We got results for you. Ref, let's see what we got.
All right, we had 3 decent games and 1 really shitty one. Taking a WikiLeak was the only one to make it to Final Jeopardy on the first game. They won. Affenmord in game 2, nicely done. Beef Thief for game 3, won it, but nobody could defeat our reigning champion, Windjob! Windjob, are you here? This is our first year for qualifiers. We had over 40 teams that came down, so next year, show your ass up, and until then, don't fuck it up! Don't fuck it up! Don't fuck it up! Don't fuck it up!
Thank you, Hacker Jeopardy. Up next, we got Hacker Pyramid. Hacker Pyramid.
How many people showed up to see Hacker Pyramid? Thank you, each and every one of you. We counted 98 the first night, 112 the second night, you fuckers. Had a great year this year, some technical problems, an incredible save on the final night due to a fan blowing out on the server that was running the game. Picked up the laptop, a 40-something-year-old hacker woman grabbed a bag of ice, shoved it underneath the laptop, and away you go. So all you 20-year-old leet motherfuckers, you got beat by a mother of five. Yeah. Think about it. Our winners, Celeb was Rich Mogul, and audience member was Mike from Canmore. Come on, Mike! They won $100 Canadian and 10,000 DEF coin, because there's 10,000 in there somewhere. We think it's because Mike is from Canada that he was able to win. We think. Second place was Banshee Anusi. They got $20 in Canadian Tire money. And there's no third place. Fuck off.
All right, next up we have the Network Forensics Puzzle Contest.
Hey guys, we're with Network Forensics Puzzle Contest. This is our fifth year hosting. We had a great turnout this year, 264 teams registered. Seven rounds of Network Forensics fun. First two teams, second place, finished in 52 hours and 7 minutes, was Tom Pohl and Team Blue. We had a tie. First place was, hopefully I don't butcher your name, Dofer, in 49 hours and 3 minutes. So thank you guys, and we'll see you next year.
All right, up next we have Packet Detective. Do we have anyone from Packet Detective? All right, you didn't report any results, and I don't see anyone standing up. The TD Francis XR Film Contest. Anyone?
Sorry, yeah, saved by the gun. So this is the first year of the TD Francis XR Film Contest, and we had 7 teams sign up and 4 entries. The contest is you make a film in 5 minutes or less, and you have 48 hours to make it when you get to the con and you register. The genre this year requirement was science fiction, cheesy science fiction, better yet, and the winner of the contest is going to be announced at the closing ceremony where you will be able to see the winning entry. So that's all I got. Thanks very much.
Thank you. All right, up next we have SECTF for Kids.
We're prepared. Hey, I gotta throw some stuff out. Who wants this? Josh just told me a book is too hard to throw. Really? Come on, come on. You see? There we go. No wimps here. Okay, so we had a lot of people sign up, a lot of kids, families sign up for this. First team finished it in 5 hours. For the love of God, thank you. We made the kids suffer. Because every year, you know, I get up here and they do it in an hour and I feel demoralized. And the last team took from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. to finish it. But our first place winners was the Salmon Waffles. They had to go, so we gave them their prizes already. And second place was the Electronic Samurais. Hey, it's on the screen. I can actually read what I sent in. That's cool. Thank you, Coleslaw. That's pretty awesome. So hopefully we'll get to do this again next year, bigger and better, and we'll be back. Thanks, guys.
All right, tamper evident contest. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds, and I'm just going to gong you just because.
I fucking knew it. Mad props to everybody. This was the tamper evident contest this year. You got a box. You got this great piece of origami. Ended up being 16 pieces. The winning team was in parted event. They actually found a new exploit for padlock seals like you find on gas meters. Takes 15 seconds, undetectable, completely worthless tamper evident seal. Thank you so much, all the teams, and parted event, Golden Goblins, and Random 27. They all win our fiddler and additional prizes. Please see me and count them, or pick them up. It's been an amazing time. Thank you so much.
All right, next up is Warlock Games. Warlock Games.
How's everybody doing at DEF CON? All right. So this year at Warlock Games, our second time around, it's all about digital forensic hacking techniques, and we wrapped some physical security in there. We had well over 400 people sign up for it, and we had some pretty top scores. Out of 7,000, our top team came in at 12,230. Dukua, they're from the Ukraine. We had a team, Pink Panther, 12,180. They're actually on a plane back to South Korea. And Kai 2 came in at 10,750. We have Team Null come in at fourth, and Lucy come in at fifth. There are some steep competitors going along the way. This is what our challenge board looked like as we're zipping across there. And if you're here, please see us down in the front. We have an iPad, mini iPad for the first place, a laptop for second, and a Samsung tablet for third. Hope to see you next year at DEF CON 23.
All right, next up we have Zapping Rachel. Yes, come on up.
Hi, I'm Terrell McSweeney, and I'm with the Federal Trade Commission, and we wanted to thank you all for having us here this year doing the Zap Rachel competition, which was a great competition. We had almost 100 registrants, and we have some prize winners who are eligible for $17,000 in prizes, and they're going to help all of us fight the scourge of Rachel and her robocall army. So we're really thrilled for all the participation. For phase one, the creative build of a robocall honeypot challenge, the high score was Nighthawk. For phase two, attacker robocall circumvention challenge, the high score was Jan Volsky. And for phase three, we had terrific entrants, so I'm going to do three high scores here. We had Detective Robocall Data Analytic Challenge, extremely close. The participant who scored third was Dark Typhoon. The participant who scored second highest was Sean Beck. And the high score was Violent Snowstorm. So winners, we will be in touch, and thank you all, and congratulations.
So I know they were really pressed and wanted to rush and get it done. I'm really happy about that. However, Zapping Rachel, who is Rachel? This was a robocall contest. So the FTC called us up and we were like, oh, the FTC wants to do a contest, sure. So we had to use our back channels to verify everybody was in fact from the FTC and the FTC wanted to do this. After we did that verification, we were like, okay, now what's your contest? And they said, well, you know how somebody calls you and it's like, todos sentados, por favor, un momento, por favor. And they're like, no, I don't speak Spanish, and apparently you're robocalling me from Mexico. They were like, yeah, we get 80% of all of our complaints that come into the FTC is that stupid robocall thing. So they're like, what if we can come to the hacker community and say, can you help us crack this nut? Can you get this problem solved? And apparently you guys did a great job getting a great start and moving forward. And if I'm not mistaken, we'll be doing it again next year? We're on the fence on it, but we'd love to have you guys come back next year and continue that moving forward and catching. So if you guys really, really hate those robocalls, these are the people you want, the contest you want to do. Thanks.
All right, next up we have Hacker War Games. Hacker War Games. Here we go.
Hello, I'm the Cisco Coon. This is the second year I've done this. Most people don't know about it. It's actually a tactical warfare kind of game using real handguns. You're running a course trying to shoot targets. It actually is located on the DC shoot area, so it's actually before DEF CON. I have several different classes, but the only real classes that were winning was the one-shot sniper shot, which was a pretty hard shot. And Nuclear Steve won that, so he won his badge. Then there's that standard handgun shot, which Dr. Tran won, and he's actually back in LA. And then C's got the long rifle gun competition, which he got almost a perfect score. So that's pretty much it.
All right, and last but certainly not least, the DEF CON shoot. Do we have anyone from DEF CON shoot that wants to speak?
Deviant's in a talk. He's talking right now, so no.
Okay, well, they shot guns out in the desert. Good fun.
That's all we have for you. I'd like to thank you all for attending this year. We had some really great contests. We all appreciate it when you guys participate. The only other thing really left for today, I think, is the closing ceremonies at 4:30 in track one. So be there or don't. Here. It's here. Track two. Excuse me. Closing ceremonies, 4:30, track two. Thank you.
And whoever borrowed this from, please come up so I can give it back to you.